Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
It's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
I think I finally have enough firewood to last me the weekend. You know, I love coming up here. I guess because it reminds me so much of my grandparents' farm in Missouri. So whenever I spend time here, I can't help but think about my Amami and Poppy. That's what we called my grandmother and grandfather and my family, Amami and Poppy. You see, my big sister Letitia had a very difficult time pronouncing grandmother and grandfather, so it always came out Amami and Poppy. It just stuck. We had so many great times on that farm. We picked berries in the summer, we used to feed the chickens, and when my grandmother died, it just wasn't the same anymore. But all of those great times we had are still with me, and that's what happens to a group of friends in this book. When one of them dies, the rest feel lost and alone until each of them discovers a gift that their old friend has left behind. It's called Badger's Parting Gifts.
Badger's Parting Gifts by Susan Varley. Read by Ruby Dee. Badger was dependable, reliable, and always ready to help when help was needed. He was also very old, and he knew almost everything. Badger was so old that he knew he must soon die. Badger wasn't afraid of death. Dying meant only that he would leave his body behind, and as his body didn't work as well as it had in days gone by, Badger wasn't too concerned about that. His only worry was how his friends would feel when he was gone. Hoping to prepare them, Badger had told them that someday soon he would be going down the long tunnel, and he hoped they wouldn't be too sad when it happened. One day, as Badger was watching Mole and Frog race down the hillside, he felt especially old and tired. He wished more than anything that he could run with them, but he knew his old legs wouldn't let him. He watched Mole and Frog for a long time, enjoying the sight of his friends having a good time. It was late when he arrived home. He wished the moon good night and closed the curtains on the cold world outside. He made his way slowly down to the warm fire that was waiting for him deep underground. He had his supper and then sat down at his desk to write a letter. When he had finished, he gently rocked himself to and fro and soon was fast asleep, having a strange yet wonderful dream like none he'd ever had before. Much to Badger's surprise, he was running. Ahead of him was a very long tunnel. His legs felt strong and sure as he ran towards it. He no longer needed his walking stick, so he left it lying on the floor of the tunnel. Badger moved swiftly, running faster and faster through the long passageway until his paws no longer touched the earth. He felt himself turning end over end, tumbling and falling, but nothing hurt. He felt free. It was as if he had fallen out of his body. The following day, Badger's friends gathered anxiously outside Badger's door. They were worried because he hadn't come out to say good morning as he always did. Fox broke the sad news that Badger was dead and read Badger's note to them. It said simply, "Gone down the long tunnel. Bye-bye, Badger." All the animals had loved Badger, and everyone was very sad. The mole especially felt lost, alone, and desperately unhappy. In bed that night, Mole could think only of Badger. Tears rolled down his velvety nose, soaking the blankets he clung to for comfort. Outside, it began to snow. Winter had begun. The snow covered the countryside, but it didn't conceal the sadness that Badger's friends felt. Badger had always been there when anyone needed him. Badger had told them not to be unhappy, but it was hard not to be. As spring drew near, the animals often visited each other and talked about the days when Badger was alive. Mole was good at using scissors, and he told about the time Badger had taught him how to cut out a chain of moles from a piece of folded paper. Paper moles had littered the ground that day. Mole remembered the joy he'd felt when he had finally succeeded in making a complete chain of moles with all the paws joined. Frog was an excellent skater. He recalled how Badger had helped him take his first slippery steps on the ice. Badger had gently guided him across the ice until he had gained enough confidence to glide out on his own. Fox remembered how, when he was a young cub, he could never knot his tie properly until Badger showed him how. Fox could now tie every knot ever invented, and some he'd made up himself. And of course, his own tie was always perfectly knotted. Each of the animals had a special memory of Badger, something he had taught them that they could now do extremely well. He had given them each something to treasure, a parting gift that would become all the more special each time it was passed on to others. As the last of the snow melted, so did the animals' sadness. Whenever Badger's name was mentioned, someone remembered another story that made them all smile. One warm spring day, as Mole was walking on the hillside where he'd last seen Badger, he wanted to thank his friend for his parting gift. "Thank you, Badger," he said softly, believing that Badger would hear him. And somehow, Badger did.
When someone dies, there's an empty space that's left behind in your life. There's sadness because you won't see that person again, and loneliness because you miss them. You might even feel angry. There's no way to replace a loved one who's gone, but there are things you can do to feel better. You can have a good cry if you're feeling sad or lonely, or you can find someone to talk to and share your feelings with them. Or, like Badger's friends, you can find ways to remember the wonderful things about them.
Hello, Evan. I'm your Uncle Eugene. I left you now about 11 years ago. I have special advice for you. If you are lonely, read a book, and I'll read over your shoulder. If you think you see me, take a picture of the people and things you love, and I will feel your love, and you will feel my love.
Evan, that's awesome. What gave you the idea to do a monologue in the voice of your uncle?
Well, since he liked music, he liked dance, it's all performance art.
Right.
So I thought this would be a good way.
You know what? Every time you do this, your uncle is very much alive. These kids at Staten Island Academy are creating artwork that helps keep alive their memories of someone special who died.
I was 19 when my grandmother, Aunt Mommy, died. Her name was Estelle, but we always called her Aunt Mommy. And when she first passed, I was so upset and confused and even angry that that she wasn't around anymore, and I felt that I really needed her. Now all of the memories that I have of her help me keep a very warm and positive feeling about her. All of us have lost someone in our lives that was very special or important to us. Am I right?
Yeah.
Ahmed, who was it in your life that you are missing?
My great-grandfather. He was a judge, and he was also a lawyer. So I made the gavel, like, every time I see it, it's like, it just reminds me of him.
Of him.
Yeah.
So show me your gavel.
Here's my finished gavel.
Right. Very cool.
Yeah.
It's a little bigger than a real judge's gavel,
yeah.
Right? So Edgar, who was your remembrance project about?
It was about my grandma from my dad's side of the family. I have, like, this one good memory, like, she's standing inside the house, like, waiting for me to come home, like, kind of like that. She was, like, always, like, there, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
These are all, she was buried in the mountains, and these are all the background mountains.
And where is this, where are these mountains?
It's in Georgia.
In Georgia?
It's not the state Georgia, it's another country.
Ah, the country Georgia, right. And now tell me about these bundles around the edge. What are they about?
They're kind of like the old style broomsticks.
Uh-huh.
Because my grandma, she'd always used to like clean up and then she'd play.
Mm-hmm.
Was first clean, then play. Mm-hmm.
First clean,
kind
then
of,
play.
Yeah.
Right, so you've made these brooms and you're putting them around the edges, huh?
Around the frame, yeah.
I like this a lot. It's a very beautiful painting. Very nicely done. How are you feeling now? Better?
Yeah.
Lighter? So Brittany, your project here is kind of unique because this is not about anyone in your family at all, is it?
No. It's my best friend's mother.
Your best friend's mother. And what's her story?
Her mother died when she was very, very young, about
mm-hmm.
three.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets very sad when she thinks about her mother, so I just wanted to make a memory box for her. So anytime she thinks about her mother, she can be happy.
Mm. And what's this over here?
Oh, I just put a flower because when you think about mothers, you usually think about flowers and, you know, Mother's Day and everything.
Why did you include a mirror in this box?
So that she can just look in the mirror and think of her mom.
Does she look at all like her mom?
Yes.
Yes, she does, huh? Very nice. Joanne, you and Jordan have used technology and multimedia in making your projects, haven't you? Tell me what you've done.
Well, we've taken some pictures and some old 8mm film, and we've converted it into a digital movie on the computer.
That's amazing.
That's her and my grandpa. That's her holding me.
Holding you. You will have this movie for the rest of your life, and you'll be able to show pictures of your grandmother Lillian to your children. Yeah. Doug, so your project is a...
It's a snow globe.
A snow globe. That's the biggest snow globe I've ever seen. And why are you making a snow globe? It's in remembrance of...
My grandma.
Uh-huh.
She took me to the Nutcracker Ballet, so this ballerina represents the Nutcracker Ballet.
Okay.
And so I'm gonna fill this up
mm-hmm.
with water,
mm-hmm.
and then we're gonna put the ballerina upside down inside and flip it over.
All righty. And you tell me when
that
we have enough water.
Enough.
That's it? Because we have to save some space for the ballerina, right?
Yeah.
That's
right.
Heavy?
Yes.
Okay. Very cool, Doug. Very cool. Look at that. Great job.
My grandmother wore a lot of jewelry,
mm-hmm.
so I recreated the jewelry that were in the pictures I took.
This was your grandmother's recipe for empanadas?
Yeah, my great-grandmother's.
Your great-grandmother's recipe.
And
that's the sweater that she made for me.
That's the last one?
Yes.
With the bottle cap buttons?
Uh-huh.
So you're still stitching on the back. It's great the way he's got a turtleneck, you know. Did you plan that out?
No.
No? That's just one of those happy accidents?
Yeah.
That he ended up with a turtleneck?
Maybe he comes to life by turtleneck.
So this is a representation of a center that your aunt actually founded?
Yes, in Greece.
And who are the people in this photograph?
This is Deb when they get older.
This is Aunt Stella.
Mm-hmm.
Right. My dad had slides on where they lived in Thailand, mm-hmm. and what I'm going to do, I'm going to transfer them.
So you take a slide and put it in the machine, it gives you out a Polaroid, and then you transfer that Polaroid to the paper.
Yes.
Those projects were pretty amazing. They came up with some very creative ways to help them express their feelings. You know, one of the things that I remember most about my grandmother was her cooking, especially her sweet potato pie. My Aunt Mommy's recipe for sweet potato pie was absolutely unbelievable. In fact, to this very day, I can't eat a piece of sweet potato pie without thinking of my Aunt Mommy and smiling. How about you? Do you have a memory of someone who you miss that always makes you smile?
My grandmother used to take care of babies, and she was a nurse, and when I remember that, it makes me feel really good.
I have this bear that used to belong to my grandfather, and I really like it.
My grandma used to have tea parties with me when I was little, and she would sit in the little tykes chairs even when she had two broken hips just to make me happy.
My grandfather died 2 years ago, and whenever I think of him, I feel happy because I used to spend a lot of time with him, and he was a nice, caring person.
I remember my grandfather because he was a Giants fan. We'd all sit down and watch the Giants play and scream at the TV.
My Aunt Wanda was like a friend to me, and she always made me laugh.
My grandma, she used to cook a lot, so now every time that I cook with my mom, I remember her.
My grandfather taught me how to swing the bat for baseball, and he taught me how to throw the ball.
Whenever I ride my bike, I think of my grandfather because he gave me the bike, and he was a good friend, and I really miss him.
Those memories are priceless. And so is this. This is the sweet potato pie recipe I told you about. Wow, this one is definitely going in the book. I'm putting together a book of Aunt Mommy's recipes, and when I finish, I'll be able to make my house smell the same way hers did when I was a kid. And it'll help bring back all of those feelings I felt whenever I walked into her house and smelled those smells. I felt safe and warm and cared for. When someone you loved is gone, you need to find those gifts that they left behind just for you.
Alvin Ailey was a gifted dancer and choreographer who died in 1989. He created powerful ballets that continue to touch audiences today. As a member of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, Renee Robinson danced with Alvin Ailey and cherishes the gifts he gave to her.
I am very happy to be a dancer with the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. I know that Alvin is around. His spirit is everywhere. And when we go on stage, his spirit goes right out into the audience. He's around because even the dancers who come into the company now who never worked with Alvin, of course, they are pulled into the spirit of the ballet. He wasn't just interested in you as a dancer. He also was extremely interested in you being a full person.
Alvin Ailey taught Renee not only to dance, but to believe in herself as a dancer. She is reminded of this every time she performs.
Just before I go on stage for a ballet, but I mean right before I go on, like they're saying places, they're taking the curtain out, I usually say very quietly to myself, thank you for my blessings.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a half-hour call. 1 half-hour of the program this evening is Revelation.
Revelations is one of Alvin Ailey's most famous ballets. It is a gift, one of many that he has left to his dancers and to us.
In Revelations, in the second part, there is a woman who is doing the baptizing, and she's carrying an umbrella. And I did not imagine I would be one of the ones who would be chosen to perform this part, but when I did get the chance, I can't tell you the joy I had, the amazement of, oh my goodness, I'm gonna learn the umbrella. Alvin Ailey, I think he will be tremendously remembered for this incredible organization that he started more than 40 years ago.
Alvin Ailey believed in reaching out to others and passing on the gift of dance. Today, Renee continues that tradition.
I want your body and your mind to be in the room with us. And one. The water's down there. Come on down where the water is. Now take it up to the sky. Take it way up. And back it up. Five. And turn.
Passe. When I teach and I see the spark in the student's face that says, wow, I can do this. It always is a joy for me.
5, 6, 7, 8, and 1, 2, 3.
And I'm sure that a lot of that influence of being happy if I could give that gift to the student, it was definitely formed and shaped by Alvin.
Everybody give her a hand.
Watching him let people know that their individuality is what is special. The fact that they are different from each other, that will create the harmony. That will create the balance.
Watch 6, 7, 8, boom.
He often said that dance comes from the people and that it should be given back. So I think Alvin's greatest gift to me was teaching me about being generous. I think that's the biggest gift. And such a valuable gift. Thank you for having me, everyone.
Thank you.
Well, here it is. Our Mommy's Recipe Book. I've included not only recipes, but some pictures of her and the family, and other stuff too. That way, whenever I'm missing my grandmother, I can take out this book and go through it. A book is a great way to remember someone. And here are three that have characters you won't soon forget. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Hello. It's sad when someone you love dies, but remembering them could help. You'll see what I mean. In this book, The Granddad Tree. The children in the story really loved their granddad. One sad day, granddad dies. The children miss him, but their memories help them feel better. They remember when granddad played the fiddle. They think about all their time with him under the apple tree. I'm Natalie. My grandpa died many years ago, but I still remember the special way he kissed me on the cheek. If you're like to remember someone special, read this book, The Granddad Tree.
Hi, I'm Priyan, and I just read a book about an all-around good cat and the boy who loved him. It's called The 10th Good Thing About Barney. Barney is the cat in this story. When Barney dies, the boy doesn't feel at all like himself. He doesn't want to watch TV or even go out and play. His family has a funeral for Barney. The boy wonders if cats go to heaven. The story is sad, but it has a happy ending. When your pet dies, it can be really sad, and this book might help. I recommend The 10th Good Thing About Barney.
Hi, I'm Julia.
When someone dies, it's so important to remember them. I just read a book about a little girl who finds a special way to remember her grandmother. It's called A Gift for Abuelita. Rosita calls her grandmother Abuelita. Rosita and her grandmother are inseparable. Sadly, one day, Abuelita dies. In her culture, there's a special remembering day. People bring things that remind them of their loved ones. Rosita wants to bring something special for Abuelita. When my great aunt died, I was sad. Now I remember her by hugging a special stuffed animal she gave me. That's why this book touched my heart. It'll touch your heart too. Read A Gift for Abuelita.
It feels bad when someone you love dies. There's no getting around that. But memories are very powerful things. They can help you to feel better. Stories, pictures, even recipes help to celebrate that person's life and keeps the love you shared alive. So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to follow one of my Amami's recipes, and I'm going to fill this house with the fabulous smells of my grandmother's sweet potato pie. I'll see you next time. Reading Rainbow Books are Badger's Parting Gifts by Susan Varley, published by Anderson Press Limited London, distributed in the United States by HarperCollins. The Granddad Tree by Trish Cook, illustrated by Sharon Wilson, published by Candlewick Press. A Gift for Abuelita, Celebrating the Day of the Dead by Nancy Lewin, illustrated by Robert Chapman, published by Northland Publishing. The Tenth Good Thing About Barney by Judith Viorst, illustrated by Eric Blegvad, published by Simon & Schuster Athenaeum.